This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank you.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Listen, man, about time you showed up. For God's sake.
All I heard about you guys is that, like, you and Murray are best friends. You don't need anybody else.
I was like, Murray, man, he's going to move into my house. We're like a lesbian couple now. We're just going to stick it out, man.
He's always been like half of a lesbian couple, so that's fine. That's great.
Dude, he's a good cat. I can see why all you guys, you know, you're friends in the beginning, before all the fame and everything. You guys just busting balls and doing stuff.
Oh yeah, I mean, these are my favorite guys. I mean, Murray's the best. He's a surprisingly thoughtful guy. You know, he's funny. You know, he can be a little crazy on the edges, but he's the type of guy that sends you chicken soup when you're sick, or you know what I mean?
Like, no,
that.
He's
he really
sensitive.
Is a thoughtful dude. I love that guy.
You can read that the second you see the guy, that he's truly sensitive about stuff. And
yeah, so yeah, a little too much. I think he's a little bit of a wimp, actually. But yeah.
I didn't want to say pussy, but now that we brought it up, let's just keep going with that.
Oh, I didn't know that we could say pussy. Yeah, yeah, he's a pussy.
So tell me, when you guys all met, you're a fireman at the beginning, right? New York City Fire Department.
I was in the FDNY. I got on in 2005.
And what did Murray do?
I mean, I'm still trying to figure that out. He at times, it depends on who he's talking to. At times he worked as a temp. At times he worked as a... He would sell TV shows. What TV shows? I don't know.
Right.
Have you ever heard of a TV show sold by James Money that wasn't called The Practical Jokers? But he claims he sold TV shows.
Is that right? Yeah.
So I don't know. I picture him. You remember the snake oil salesman who would like go through the
right,
you know,
right,
through the Midwest selling? Like, yeah, I think Murray, like, he's the modern day version of that. So whatever he was doing, it was shady.
So you know, you got on in 05 with the NYPD and. When you guys launched in 11, because I remember, because we were actually on the same network, and I say we only because I narrated Full Throttle Saloon, but I remember when you guys launched, I was like, man,
oh, cool.
I wonder how this is going to work. And sure enough, man, I mean, who would have seen how great it could become 11 seasons later? Like, truly, it's about friendship, it's about busting balls, it's about that interpersonal, it's about uncomfortable. I mean, it's a great show, man.
Thank you. I love it with my whole heart. I am as shocked as anybody about what it's done and how far it's gone and its impact on my life. In a million years, I couldn't call how people would embrace the show like they have for as long as they have. Like, I was in Key West recently, right? And I was there with my friends, and, like, I was down there, and this girl came up to me at the bar, and she was, like, 23, gorgeous. And it's, like, 2 in the morning, and she goes, can I buy you a shot? And, like, I turned, like, to my friends, like, a big shot. Like, yeah, of course you can buy me a shot. Let's do this. And then she gets a shot, and she goes, I have been watching you since I was 9 years old, and I've always wanted to do a shot with you. And I just heard my friends start cracking up laughing. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm just the old guy then. No problem. It's and that happens all the time now. I have great young people coming up to me telling me that they've been watching it since they were kids. It does make you feel old. I'm not going to lie.
But oh,
it's in a good way.
Dude, I have a curmudgeon boss we lovingly call A-hole Bob. Bob and I have been riding motorcycles across this country forever. We're at a bar one night, and we come up, and a great-looking girl comes in, a bartender or waitress, and she goes, "Are you Johnny Dare?" And, of course, you sit up a little straighter, right? Like, she's beautiful. I go, "Yes, I am." Mm-hmm. And she goes, "My mom loves you." And, dude, that old bastard curmudgeon, that belly laugh came from somewhere so deep inside him, it took 15 seconds to come out audibly. Like, you could see it boiling. He was like, like tears are streaming down his face, man.
Hey, it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. I think it's fun.
Listen, and you are, people may not know this, you're the rowdier one. A birdie told me before this show started, all the way back in '09, a couple years, you actually got arrested in Germany at Oktoberfest.
I do, but I blame the Australians, and I have not forgiven them yet. Wow, you really do, you're doing your research on this one. I was at Oktoberfest in Munich with some guys from the Firehouse. It was a Firehouse trip. Me and three other guys went. And, you know, towards the end of the night, everybody went off their separate ways with people that they had met, right? And I was like, all right, like I went to, and they had these bathrooms there because, you know, it's just a drinking fest in a field, really. And I went to go pee in like one of these urinal trailers that they set up.
Yes.
And like I was peeing, these Australian guys just started making fun of me. Like they heard I was American and they were like, "Oh, you're American." And they were doing all really aggressive stuff. And like, I was like, all right, ha ha, laugh it off. I walk outside the urinal trailer and they followed me and they kept coming. And like, then they surrounded me and I was like, well, I'm about to get my ass kicked. So I might as well take a swing. You know what I mean? Like, let's do
right,
this.
Right.
So,
yeah. You're already going down. You're like, I'm not going to go down completely with no score.
Right. Like, they're going to know that they were in a fight. So,
yeah.
I took the swing at the one Australian. The four of them jumped me, as predicted. And then a hand grabbed me by my shoulder and yanked me aside. And I thought it was an Australian, and it was a cop trying to break up the fight. But I didn't know that, so I started railing the cop in the face with my elbow. Yeah, you don't want to punch a German cop in the face, guys. I can tell you that it is not like
it was German.
It wasn't seconds before I was in handcuffs and dragged into like this little temporary jail they set up at Oktoberfest, and oh god, I had blood on me. I had thrown up all over myself. I had a belly full of beer, and I was getting my ass kicked. So it was like, and then I lied. The way I got out of it, I don't know if I ever told this part of the story, but the way I got out of it was I started telling the Germans. You know, I was on the FDNY, and I start telling them I'm a cop. I'm going, guys, I'm a cop. I'm a New York City cop. Like, you know, you can't do this to me. Like, a little professional courtesy around here.
Right.
And, like, I was really playing it up, and I gave them the number from my firehouse, just hoping one of those freaking idiots would know enough to just go with it if they called. And they called, and nobody answered at the firehouse, and they just let me go. So after about 6 hours, they let me out of jail.
Oh, well played, though, on that, Brian. I mean, you know, let's stick together. The EMS, man, first responders, brother. It's I can't wait for this season. By the way, it all makes perfect sense. Now meeting Murr and spending a little time with him and getting to know you a little bit better, why Impractical Jokers works so well, why you guys will push it so far, you know? And again, every year it just gets better and better because it gets further and further. The line gets farther away.
Well, you know, we're all on like a revenge trip now, man. We have over a decade of things to get each other back for, so it's getting ugly. And now we started. Did you guys see the foul play stuff that starts on Sunday?
No.
Did they tell you about that?
No.
Oh my God, dude! We signed a deal with Anthony Davis, AD from now he's in Dallas. He was on Impractical Jokers, and we had such a great time with him that we shot his own prank show called Foul Play.
Oh,
and it's him
excellent.
Doing these elaborate pranks on, like, I mean, we have all WNBA players, NBA players, Mayweather we shot with, like, it's just
awesome.
Crazy.
Oh, dude.
And that airs this Sunday, and that's, I flew to LA to be a part of it, so it's basically like a bonus Impractical Jokers episode, because we wrote half the challenges on it, and I went out there to film it with them, so I'm like in every scene with AD. It's like really fun, man. That's this Sunday.
Oh, dude!
We're going. We keep expanding. We're like a fungus.
Tonight, TBS, 9 o'clock, Kansas City time, and then this Sunday, Foul Play, brother. They're giving me the rap, but man, you're welcome here anytime. Q, you come to Kansas City, come with Merck. You know, come in for the big slick. You're always welcome.
Oh, I love the Big Slick. It's one of my favorite parties.
All right, brother.
Yeah, I can't wait to go.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Take care, guys. See you soon.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.